My name's Matt Milner, and this is Locals Only. And with that, we're ready to send it over to Studio 2A. Guest this week, Jake Stevens, has a new album that's called How the Water Feels, and we're going to hear a number of tracks off of that tonight, performed live in Studio 2A with some special guests as well. But without further ado, live in Studio 2A, here is Jake Stevens.
Stood on the beach just to be watching. Well, the waves break down, there's nothing but joy. Oh, how the water feels. Oh, how the water is. Oh, how the water feels. Washing over me. No, how the water feels. No, how the water. No, how the water feels. Washing over me. Washing over me. Washing over me. I was happy standing there by the ocean. She's got a finger on her nose. The sun between her toes. And all I want to know is what's her name. Tell me what's your name. Tell me what's your name. Buy you flowers, gonna walk you home. Gonna buy you flowers, gonna spend the hours that it takes to find what's going on inside your mind. And we'll ever know what's your name. Tell me what's your name. Tell me what's your name. Gonna hold your hand. Gonna walk you home. Gonna hold your hand. And have you seen the stained glass windows on the churches there in Rome? Can I take you there? Can I comb your hair? Gonna buy you flowers, gonna walk you home. Can I take you by the ocean side? The seagulls chirping as they rock, the wind upon the waves. But what's your name? What's your name? What's your name? What's your name? I said too much. And I need to go. I said too much. And I need to go. But what's your name? Thanks for having us here tonight, Matt. This next song I'm about to play is called Double Overhead. And yeah, I grew up near the ocean, and that's obviously the theme behind this new album, How the Water Feels. And for folks that don't surf, the lyrics on this one can be a little interesting. But the chorus is double overhead. And when you're surfing, you know, surfers are, oh, how big is it, you know? Oh, it's waist high, it's chest high, it's head high, it's overhead, it's double overhead. And that's pretty epic when it's that big. And this song is about that that feeling of waking up in the morning and hearing the surf crashing on the shore and rolling in, and then being out there in the water.
live in Studio 2A right now with Jake Stevens. Jake, how's it going?
It's going good. It's been a beautiful change here to the winter sunshine season. It's been nice.
Yeah. So why don't we start off, though, with introductions? So you're joined by some special guests tonight. So
I am. Emily Gindelsparger is here.
Hi. Thanks for pronouncing my name correctly.
Oh, thank you. And James Yetton.
Nice.
I was like, she just set him up for failure. No, you did that one right, too.
Lovely voices they have. I really am happy they're here with me.
Yeah, excellent. So we're here tonight because of the new album. It's your first album. It's called How the Water Feels. And just birthed it out into the world in the last couple of weeks, but I'd love to hear a little bit about the process of how you got to this point. And you know, one of the things that I noticed in flipping through the liner notes is that a lot of these songs have a couple different copyright dates, you know, some of which are separated by 7 or 8 years. So I suspect that's because some of these songs have been floating around in some form or another for a little while, but I'd love to hear about the process from when you first put pen to paper to how we got what we have in my hand right now.
Sure. That's good observation. I started writing songs probably 15 years ago, and it was just one of those things where I just, every time I touched an instrument, new ideas would unfold. And But I played in the D.C. area for a bit, and I'd play at clubs there. And at some point, I started racing bicycles and decided that I was going to have a go at being a professional cyclist. And so that put me at odds with the nightclub schedule for a while. And, but I just kept writing songs the whole time. And when I moved to Tucson, I started a couple companies here and kept working on music. But this past year, I decided to take a year off and record. So I've got about a 15-year backlog of material, and wow, this was the first effort to work through it. So I spent, I guess it turned out to be about 18 months, and recorded about 2 albums worth of material, the first tranche of songwriting here.
So what is it that prompted this creative period here over the last year?
One of the companies I helped start is called US Solar, and we were developing large-scale power plants. And we sold what was my baby, this project out in El Centro. Mm-hmm. It was about 2.5 square mile solar project. And mm-hmm. When we did that, I was able to exit stage left, if you will, and take a little time to get back to other things that were really important to me. And so it's been really nice to just focus on the music and develop myself a little bit more as a musician this past couple of years. And had a lot of help on the album from some great musicians in San Diego. I lived out there for a while. I was working on that project, and a little time by the water as well.
Mm-hmm. So when you first decided that you were going to take this time to focus on recording, focus on your music, did you have a sense at that time of what you were going to end up with at the end of that process? Did you know pretty early on that you wanted to do this concept album, for lack of a better term?
I did. All along, I kind of had this idea of this water-related concept album, because it's a theme that shows up. My songwriting tends to really focus on the outdoors, and whether that's surfing or climbing or mountains or the water, cycling. I knew that several of the first songs I wanted to do were this idea, but the producer that I was working with, I was new to working with him and what he would be, what he would shine at. So I threw a lot of songs kind of at the wall with him, and several of them ended up going in a much more rock and roll direction. So mm-hmm. the result of that was certain things didn't fit, and the album was sort of stretching, and ultimately 2 albums were born from this process. And mm-hmm. later tonight I'll play a couple songs off of what's going to be the Stone Waves debut record, which is a rock and roll album. I ended up with about 22 songs that I tracked, and when a couple of the surf songs were a little too rock and roll, they ended up moving on to other album, and then I ended up kind of having to fill in additional songs for the Keep the Water concept album going.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, as you as you've now in the past few weeks really found yourself in a place where the album is in the hands of other folks, what has that felt like? As somebody who's been making music, writing music for 15 years or so, to finally have something that folks can pick up and put in their CD player and listen to in the car or at the beach or wherever it is that they are. You know, what's that been like for you?
Oh, it's been amazing. The crazy thing is, you know, I'm as much of an entrepreneur, I guess, as a songwriter. So as soon as the album was sent off to the mastering, I suddenly had a new job, and that was marketing, PR, mm-hmm. and everything else that a record label does. So I feel like, you know, I think we had a dinner one night and sort of celebrated, and then kicked back up to 70 hours a week to keep working on getting the album out there. But it's really great to hear. For me, the goal in this project was really, you know, all these songs, and I could hear in my head these type of arrangements and what a full fruition of these songs might be. Mm-hmm. To hear them in full forms and to hear them good enough to put in front of people is really great. The arrangements on the album are incredible, and I was really lucky to work with some really gifted musicians. A couple of great folks here in Tucson, as well as, like I said, a number of sort of fellow surfers and mm-hmm. Skateboarders that grew up in San Diego. And so it was great.
Now, one thing that's always a challenge, I think, when an album is recorded over a period of time and, you know, recording in multiple studios, working with different engineers, you know, really drawing on a wide set of resources, one of the challenges can be sometimes to pull it together in a way where it sounds cohesive, sounds like it was, you know, all one sort of uniform piece. And I think in this case, you've been able to accomplish that. But I'm curious to hear a bit about the impact that it had to have, you know, some different cooks in the kitchen, so to speak. What were the benefits of that approach?
Yeah, that was, and this was a learning process. I'd never really recorded anything before. You know, I worked with a guy, Chad Farron in San Diego, who had a home studio, and we got a lot of really great stuff laid down there. I think the, you know, the guitar, I just got lucky and found a really magical guitar at Rainbow that tied things together mm-hmm. quite well, and that made a difference, as well as when I recorded a few things here at Wave Lab in town. Craig and Chris were able to point me in the direction of a good microphone, and that microphone from a vocal perspective ended up being what almost all the vocals were recorded on, and that I think really tied things together. And then my mixing engineer, a guy named Ben Moore in San Diego, is really a world-class mixing engineer as well as recording engineer. You know, he deserves a lot of credit for really bringing this up to the level that it was recorded at. So,
So if people are interested in hearing the album, what's the best way to listen to the album or buy a copy of it?
The album is available now on iTunes, and you can look for Jake Stevens on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play. All of those, it's Jake Stevens, Stephens, and you can find it in all those locations. Or if you find me on Facebook at Jake Stevens Music, I can get you the details on getting a hard copy. The hard copies are gorgeous. They have a image on the cover. This is sort of a weightless skin diver that that was taken by a friend of mine, an old rock climbing partner, who's National Geographic photographer, and that really captured, I think, the feel of the album, just that, you know, weightless effect that water has on you.
Yeah. I think we're going to go into our next set here. What do you have queued up for us?
I'd like to do a song called The Ride to Key West. And the song is the story of riding down the Florida coast. I grew up in Florida and had spent a number of years. I spent the first 18 years of my life there and felt like I hadn't seen a lot of the state. So mm-hmm. I returned home after college, and on a $200 10-speed, I packed up about a stuff sack worth of stuff and mm-hmm. pedaled down the coast to the Keys. And this song is really the first song that I wrote I got back and there was some beater guitar sitting in the corner of our house that I probably had in high school, and this song just sort of came out and was really what got things going. And also, if you were at El Tour de Tucson this year, you might have heard this track over the PA at the finish line area.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. So you're listening to Jake Stevens live in Studio 2A here on Locals Only.
Found the flood of life, the wind. Found silence like a sin. Found my bicycle alone on the road. Found North Florida, Palmetto shores. Places I had ridden before. I looked up and they're gone. The wheels keep rolling. They keep on rolling around. And I just keep going. I'm going and I'll go till I'm gone. On a ride to Key West. Ride the Key West. Hey, ride the Key West. So I started in Jacksonville, along Georgia view from the Florida shore. Sooner than peace may port ferried by. And oh, there's just one. There's only one A1A. Well, I had no ride ahead, I had no roll away, had no roll away. But the wheels keep rolling. They keep on rolling around. And I just keep going, and I'm going, and I'll go till I'm gone on a ride to Key West. Ride to Key West. Hey, ride to Key West. Sand dunes. Meadows lying in a star-pitched shadow tent, listening to the sound of the shore break crashing on the steep shell-crushed beach. The sun rising above the waves. The sun rising above the waves. It's just teasing at the yellow lines on the highway that's rolling by. It's just rolling by. It's just rolling by. It's just rolling by. It's just rolling by. The sand dunes will comfort me when I sleep at night. Waves, they will cradle my dreams to lie. Love waking our eyes. I'll awaken our eyes. Ride to Key West. Ride to Key West. Ah, ride to Key West. With the wind at my back. Key Largo now gone. Alamo, ride on the waves, rolling on the hands, splashing the bridges. And I'm riding on and
soar with a flood of rain. Time flutters on winter rain. I'm pushing over the bridge again. I'm pushing past mopeds and tourists and girls. Pushing out, I'm pushing for more. I'm already there. The wheels keep me rolling, keep on rolling around. And I just keep going, and I'm going, and I'll go till I'm. They will cradle my dreams, climb. I'll wake and I ride to Key West. Found my bicycle alone on the road.